And the right practice from three characteristics or trilogues is make you understand clearly in yourself, understand clearly in the world. This world is not belong to you. Sapaloke anatta sanya. This world is not belong to you. And attavitu, or self, is nothing. So when you see like this, that means your practice start to working very well, at least 100% or 1000% already. And the opponent from self will be removed, and the dark world from body, mind, and the five aggregate also will get terminated. The need to see or listen anything. You think I'm talking like this, I insult you, but actually when I see you, when I listen to you, every time you see lust. Every time you listen craving. It's never end. It's the same thing like the wave of a surge to the shore. It's never end. Because you're breathing, it's still never end. So this is the second point that we need to lean on the practice of the Tailak, because it will destroy the atta or self ego inside. And nobody teaching about this, because right now in this world, the teacher and the student, they also blind the same. So in this practice of the Tailak, you have to be very patient to practice to see it. It's like the Buddha, he practiced and collect his merit for many, many billion years until he got enlightenment to be the Buddha. So for us, we don't need that long time, but we have to practice and be very patient with this. So even though for me, when I practice, I have to be very patient. What is patient? Patience means you have to close your six senses. You need to close and get support. Why do you close? Because when you close the door from eyes, ears, or the six senses, then the other defilement cannot get in. But if you don't be patient and close the six senses, then everything will get in and flow to your mind, and then your mind will fill with the dirt from defilement. So why I'm telling you like this? Because if you don't be patient and you just let everything get inside, it's like you see the form from your eyes, or when you have some emotion or the mood arise in the mind, and then you let it happen, it just not like it's come and go, but it's come and then it stay stick inside. So even though when it come in, or when you let it come out, it still have the other thing to go inside. So it's like the chain reaction. It's like the birth and death continue to happen constantly. So that's why the Buddha said this is piyarup or satarup. You fall in love with the form. You attach with the form. You attach whatever that arises inside or outside the body. So therefore, it's no way to feel awake, know, and joyful like the Buddha. Because you are consuming only the dark way. So therefore, if you still have ego inside, you will always be a normal person. Because the noble person, they don't practice like this. Know, awake, and joyful, this is the noble person. This is the jewel of the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. The Dhamma is the path and the fruit, and the Sangha is a person who practices until they get enlightened. But if you are still have the defilement, so you are not a person who stay in the triple gems. This is the point to prove. So this is the third point. If you are stay in the trilas, or that means the triple gem, you will know awake and joyful. You won't be rotten. You won't be sad and doomed, and nothing to mix and create any new defilement. So that's why we don't have the language. When you see, it should be peace. And when you know, it should be empty. When you leave it, you will feel it light. But when you take it, you will feel it's heavy. If you love, you will see it's suffering. But when you let go, you will feel it's happy. But right now, you are trying to carry the nothing, the thing that's impermanence, the thing that's empty. But you carry that, and you try to make it exist. Try to keep it permanent. Try to change it, become yours. That's why you are very suffering with this. So today you listen about this, and it's better to stop. So this is the point of the triple gem. If you practice on this right practice, and then you will have the benefit in front of you. Because the Buddha make you know, the Dhamma make you awake, and the Sangha make you feel joyful. It happened immediately. You need to beg for this. And it's not about the new monk or the old monk. The need for the new ordination or the old ordination. Just a person who practice and get in the mind. No male or female. So if you want to be a noble person, please remember, don't be ashamed to do the goodness. And then the next point, or the fourth one, is stop and peaceful. Normally, the defilement is like the circle, is spinning, or have rotation all the time. So whether you sit, stand, walk, breathe in and out, but the defilement is have the circulation with you all the time. Greed, anger, ignorance, anger, greed. It's all of them spinning around in your mind. And never stop. That's why it's become the defilement inside. And spinning and burning like this, this is the karma. We call it karma. So the defilement and karma, the karma defilement, defilement and karma, the karma defilement is spinning like this all the time. And cannot let go, so the fruit or the result from it is hot and burn. And it becomes the hardship from that. So at this point we have to stop. If you never stop, you never find the peacefulness. If you can stop, so you can have the peacefulness. If you can let go, then you can have the calmness inside. No hot and burn from this moment on. And then you have the greatest result. You know, a person who can stop. This means a person who reached to the end. It's like on the drop of the water, finally, if it go into the ocean and stop. So the same thing for every mind. If that mind that reach to nirvana, so it stop and it's peace and calm like that. So then you don't need to show up about this. You don't need to ask about this. You can check it inside. And then you will never be crazy with your mind anymore. Because stop and peaceful, this is the way we practice, the right practice. Because it can extinct the defilement, extinct the karma, extinct the hardship or the fruit from this karma. A person who have no defilement, who have no karma, who have no fruit from the karma, so it's the end because you reach to nirvana. And you don't need to carry any difficulty or any hardship in the mind. So the best ending is the bad ending of defilement. And the best run out is the best run out from karma. And the best peacefulness is the best peacefulness from in the fruit of the karma. So don't need to torture yourself by this stupidity. Because defilement is nothing, the karma is nothing, and the fruit from karma is nothing. But why you are stupid and still torture yourself with them? Don't need to carry defilement, karma, and hardship. Don't need to stay in this circle. So in the end, we use the cause of the Pali Canon, that means emptiness, to remove the attachment inside the mind. Don't study for attachment, don't practice for craving. And don't analyze it for ignorance. But we use the Pali Canon or Tripitaka for emptiness to make it the right practice to terminate the four attachments. So when you study the text of Dhamma, you study to cut the lust. And when you practice the Dhamma, you practice to abandon defilement. And the last one, when you penetration or you attain to the truth of the Dhamma, you must destroy the ignorance. So this is the Tripitaka of the Buddha. Pariyat, Patibat, and Pativet. Pariyat is about study and reading the texture from the Dhamma. And for Patibat, that means the practice to learn the Dhamma. And Pativet, that means penetration, or you attain to the truth of the doctrine in the Dhamma from the Buddha. So this is the Tripitaka or the real Bali Canon. So it's not about like the book that you read for the discipline, the sutra, or the supreme Dhamma inside. Because that still is like a person who have defilement who wrote the book and read the book like that. But we will practice and learn from that to destroy lust, defilement and ignorance inside the mind. Need to carry all the Pali canons and don't need to insult to other person because you have more knowledge from this reading. A stupid person, they won't burn this world with fire, but only the intelligent person that can burn this world by fire. Because they have the knowledge in the wrong view or the wrong understanding, or it's called Michatiti, not the Samatiti or the right view, right understanding. So the Pali Canon or the Pratipidok that I want you to learn, they have the three pidok. The first pidok is the mind or jit. Jit is mean no. And the second pidok is the Dhamma, This means you have the body as the container to receive the Dharma. And the third piduk is the speech or the words. This means you can hear and listen. So why I don't go to the class to study about this? Because I know that in the mind must know what the mind know. The mind know the feeling, know the perception, know the thoughts, and know the consciousness. So I know and see this. So I see it clearly. I watch it and understand this. So I know it plumbly, see it plumbly, until I understand it plumbly. So every time it's like this. So I see it clearly, understand clearly. It's very different from the way you practice. You know because you see. You know everything because you see everything. And then it can destroy all the ignorance inside the mind. So when you can destroy the ignorance in the mind, and then no more defilement can come in. So if your discipline is pure, if your sutra is beautiful, so finally you will have the pativet or the penetration from the Dharma will arise in your mind clearly. So I'm talking with you like this, it is wasting your time or not? We spend time less than an hour to study about this. Or sometimes can be shorter than that, because every second, every moment, you can learn and finish Pratipidok. So you better remove the five hindrances and extract the attachment and kill the latent blemish in the mind and expatriate defilement. Defeat the bad karma and free from craving. Abandon lust. Sacrifice the attachment and destroy sensual desire. So this won't take longer than 5 minutes. So you are sitting here, how many points that are talking about that you can leave? Have you ever defeated the defilement or the craving or the ignorance inside your mind? No way. So then how can you get the Pali Canon? So the 5 points that I'm talking about today, this is the main course that we will practice in this rain retreat. So we tear the books, tear all the textbooks. You just cut your head, but only remain the pure mind inside. So being stupid is the wicked thing, but being the smart person, that you can enlighten to the Dharma. A smart person is a person who can destroy the self and ego and destroy the knowledge from the textbook. A stupid person is wicked because they only refer to the book. So read the book, carry the book, and refer to the institute. But actually the institute just happened last morning. But in fact, we were born longer than that for 1,000,000 years. In the Kalama Sutra is so clearly they're talking about this. So today I'm talking about this. Then you can go to check with the Kalama Sutra. In this 5 points that I'm talking about, is it true or not? You can check on it. Right here, right now, you can see it and check it. You can come to have the fighting on this ring. It's like the ring in your heart. between the Dharma and defilement to fighting each other. But you will be ashamed. It's like a blind person that try to know and see everything but cannot. It's different from a person who have the eyes and can see but they don't talk and show off anything. So this is the way and the point that we will practice for this rain season. The start from we enter to the Vatsa in this year. So I will let the app board to be the big queens or be the mother chicken then take care and check everyone. For me, I just give you the Dharma talk, but I will not do any management with this because I have been rising and taking care everyone of you for quite a long time already. Because I raise my kid to grow up, I'm not raising my kid to die. So you are better to receive my heritage that I give it to you. Because right now I am really old, it's better for me that I stay alone and stay with myself. It's not like I have to come to do every job in this temple. So in the core of the wood, even though it's dry, but it's still hard, and it cannot be rotten. But in outside, like the flower, the leaf, the skin, or the meat from the wood, that can be rotten. It's the same thing for the knowledge from a person who still consuming the sensual desire. It's always rotten, outside or inside. It won't last long for many years, and then later it will collapse, decay, and gone. It's really different from the essential, from a person who have enlightenment, and they have the knowledge from that. So it's so different worlds. Therefore, all the Dharma that you have, you better to stop it. So just stop right now. Start from this moment. Just the Dharma from Vedana, the Dharma from Sanya, the Dharma from Sankara, the Dharma from Vijnana. Just stop. And then if you stop them, so what's next that you need to use? You don't need to bring anything except the panya or wisdom. And then you use the sila or morality. And then you use the samadhi or meditation. So just three of them, this we need to use, the panya, the sila and the samadhi. So this is the main cross of the practice. It's for the beginning, and for sure you will end of the Pratipidok or the Bali canon. So therefore today I give you the Dharma talk because I want everyone become my son. It's like every time when the Buddha give Dharma talk, it will be somebody or someone who have enlightenment. And the same thing, I want everyone of you get enlightenment and become my son. And because right now in this world, many teachers, they're teaching, but it's not teaching to make people become the son of the Buddha. And in fact, it changed to be the ungrateful son. So everyone have to listen about this. So no, it doesn't matter you are man or woman, but in my point, I want to remove the defilement inside your mind. So it doesn't matter you come from the higher sky, you come from underground, but when you reach to this ocean is clean and clear. You cannot be dirty in here. So I'm teaching. Sorry, if I don't teach you this Dharma, if I don't use the filter of this Dharma, then we will not have any noble monk arise in here. So it's the same thing for the mechanic. When they work to shape the wood, it's always shape the wood until it become like the shape that he expected. Or when he drained the water to the right field, he's always do that. Or when he tried to bend the arrow to make it become straight arrow, he always do that. So the same thing for the practitioner. If you want to have enlightenment, then you better to practice and keep practice and keep going. And the most important thing is you keep going on the right practice. You will not going in the same way with the stupid person. So every year it happen, but this year I won't let it happen. Because in the past, some practitioner, they practice in the wrong way. But I say, okay, never mind, I forgive. But this year, I will never forgive. You must walk in the right path of the practice. So whoever does come here and practice in the wrong way, still want to go out of the frame in the practice, okay, I will let them go. Just let them go with their karma, the defilement. It's not about the Buddha lead you in the wrong way, but it's about you believe in the defilement and then you going in the wrong way. So this is the data or information that I give you today in the practice for this rain season. In the 5 points of the cross in the practice, let's start from the Trisikha. And the second is the Tailak, three characteristic. Or the third one is the Trilat or the Triple Gem. And the fourth one is the three circle. Is the defilement, the karma, and the fruit from the karma. And the fifth one is the Tripitaka or the Pali Canon. So if you graduate or you succeed in these 5 courses, I guarantee you are not a normal person. So for the lowest level, you are not the ordination. You are not the ordinary person. You will be the Sodaban that can close the way of hell, the way of animal, the way of demon, and the way of the hungry ghost. And then you have the bright eyes. The bright eyes of the Samadhi or the right understanding. And the bright eye of the bright effort that will arise and will support you immediately. So the Dharma that will arise and support you is the Ariyachit or the Noble Mind, and the Ariyamak or the Noble Path that will arise and support you, not the other things. The information that I give you today, and then you better to practice and study about this. So when you enter to rain retreat season, I will let the app board to be a person who take care like the mother chicken. Now stay close to her nest and check in every chicken. So to make sure that every chicken is grow up healthy and strong. Until the chicken is strong like the mother, and then it can let go. So I want to make sure that I will have a good one. Because in this past 30 years that I stay here, I don't find anyone that's good enough. So from this year, I want to make sure that I will have a noble person, a noble family, a noble lie, a noble monk that can arise to guarantee that all social in this monastery we will have a noble person. So walking and follow me. If you follow elephant, you will be elephant. If you follow the king, you will be the king. If you follow the poor dog, you will be the poor dog. It's the same on the path that you keep walking and follow. You will be the same person that you choose to have, to meet. For the white clothes, it can change to the any color that you put on. So even though your mind is really clean and clear, but when you start to have a bad friend, you will be bad like the same. So you can see in the past that a person who believe in Thevatat, a bad monk, that finally they die. But for the monk who believe in the Buddha, even though it has passed for more than 2000 years, but they still have enlightenment and become the Arahant. And finally, the life, your life. You don't spend your life as the diamonds and the rock. Because this life is very short. It's like you borrow someone else to spend this life. And it won't last long, then you will leave this world. So don't be stupid and stuck with this life. And don't stuck with the anger, with lust, with ignorance, because it's not worth it to be born to be a human. So in opposite, if you ashamed to have the anger, lust, ignorance, then it better to have the noble path, the noble fruit, and nirvana. Then you will not be the noble monk. It will be progressed to upgrade to be a noble monk. Or a lay person can become the noble person. So listen and understand. So today I made a good foundation for you in this practice. And please remember that in this life, in this body, we only have eyes, ear, nose, mouth, body, and heart. So if we can make all of them to extinguish the defilement, then the suffering is gone, and defilement is gone, and no more suffering, no more defilement. It will be the same thing when you throw the log up to the sky, finally it will fall down to the earth. The same thing for a person who have practiced until their mind and their body reach to nirvana. It will not go out anywhere. It's always stay in the nirvana. So all the river reach to the ocean. So the pure mind stay in nirvana and never change. To make sure that your six senses become one. So when anything that's contact that happens in your eyes, your ear, your six senses, it's always stay in the same in the one pointed. So that will support your practice in the samatha and vipassana, in the peacefulness, in the brightness. It will make easier, and it can end easier too. And don't need the other person to confirm. If you are blind, you know yourself, you're blind. If you are deaf, you know yourself, you're deaf. Don't need the other person to tell you. So if the monk have the rule, the nun have the discipline, and the lay person have the dharma, for sure everyone will read to nirvana. So in this year, I expect that everyone will practice, and then you will have the cleanness, the brightness, the happiness, the lightness, and feel comfortable. So we are a person. We can do everything. We can talk everything. We can think with everything. But to make sure that everything is stay in Trisika, in the Sila, in the samadhi and in panya, and don't put the other thing inside. So whatever you know, finally it reads to your mind. And whatever you see or feel, finally it reads to your body. And make sure that the right thing is going to your speech. And nothing else beyond than this. So therefore, whatever you see, whatever you know, whatever you feel, or all kind of emotion, don't stick or stuck or attached with that. Just your mindfulness know, your wisdom know, and your knowledge know, that's it. Don't get involved, don't attach. Whatever it happens, just let it go. Because everything that arises, it's just like the enactment. So, don't stuck with the human, don't stuck with animal, don't stuck with formation or sankhara. So I summarize that we will live comfortable with the three things. First, we have the center. The center of everything is the mind. And the second, we have the emptiness. So the emptiness that we have the emptiness in the body. Because finally, this body will burn and become nothing. It's empty. So and finally, the last one, that every word that we talk and speak out might have the truth of the Dharma. And the other thing that I want to tell you is, in the natural, there is the Buddha hidden inside. Because in the natural, they have the four kinds of natural. It's like the impermanent, suffering, non-self, and impurity. So this is the four kinds of the natural that the Buddha hidden inside. And the other thing is the normal. The normal of the body is birth, sick, old, and die. So this is like the reward for the Arahant that they have and they see it. So I hope everyone listen and can hear it, understand it. Don't be stupid like the buffalo that's sitting beside me. Because I won't ride the buffalo. I better ride the Mercedes-Benz. Because it will be a shame if you're riding a stupid person. So I summarize that if you can open the natural of impermanent suffering, non-self impurity, then you will see and meet the Buddha. And in normal, when you see that sick, old, and die, it's just normal of the body, and no attached, no problem with that, then you will see the Arahant. Absolutely, you will see the Buddha and the Arahant by this. It doesn't matter, you are old, man, woman, you young, you born first or you were born later. But when you see this natural, see this normal, you will see the Buddha and the Arahant. Because liberation is not about the time. And everyone have the right to do this. And every second you have the right to have enlightenment. Okay, this is enough for today. I hope you can get yourself to prepare for this rain retreat.